Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss organizational communication. Communication makes an organization, right? Being able to flow ideas, being able to communicate what we want done effectively will make an organization much more effective and efficient in their operations. Organizational communication is interaction that organizes purposeful groups, right? Typically comprised of several elements, two of which are function and structure. Function is the goals and effects of the communication. The structure is the lines of communication, a system of pathways through which information flows. So let's talk about the function. The function refers to the goals and effects of communication. Number one, production coordinates activity toward accomplishing the tasks. Standardized processes for closing a store or standardized processes for doing anything in the system of production. Number two, maintenance. It preserves the ability and stability of existing systems. Employee of the month, right? We discussed that earlier. That's a way to reward them. Your employees or even subordinate managers, right? Show them some respect and appreciation and preserve the existing systems through the reward mechanism. Innovation facilitates the system change. So policy revisions, forums, focus groups. All right, let's discuss the structure. Refers to lines of communication or pathways. One, the direction, downward, upward, or horizontal, right? Presume that there's a hierarchy in this structure, right? So how is the communication flowing? Is it flowing up, down, or horizontally? Number two, reoccurring patterns of communication. Focuses not on content, but on patterns of spread of message, right? So we want to, if we're using this structure, this system, we want to make sure that the message is spread quickly and far-reaching throughout the organization. Number three, informal versus formal, official, designated versus unspoken or understood. The functional structure, you can see that it flows downward from headquarters to CEO, CFO, board of directors, down into our specialized segments, research and development, production, marketing, accounting, and finance. So this is how the functional structure inside an organization would work as it flows down from the top to the middle departmentalized managers down to the organizational, operational, functional employees and managers. Types of organization. Line organization, functional staff organization, line and staff organization, and committee organization.